Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after, thank you very much for joining us. We're visiting with our good friend, Kristen Arnold, who is our team-building expert. That's what we're going to talk about. She's the author of a couple of books. One of them is called Team Basics, Practical Strategies for Team Success. And she's got another brand new one coming out, which we'll get her to tell us about in just a little bit. Kristen Arnold, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend.
Had an outstanding one. Everything went fine. Nobody got hurt. That was the main thing, wasn't it?
Well, that's great.
On the 4th of July, you got to make sure nobody gets hurt, right?
Absolutely. We just had our first opportunity to light fireworks.
Oh, yeah?
We just moved to Washington, D.C., and in Hampton, you can't use fireworks. So this year was the first time we were able to light them off as a family. It was kind of fun, but you do have to be careful about taking the empties and putting them in water and making sure you don't burn anybody's hand off.
Right. Yeah. They're fun, but they can also be dangerous. You got to check that out pretty good, especially with the little guys. Kristen, let's talk about team building. I know that's an area that's one of your fortes, and you actually are the author of a book called Team Basics, but you got a new book coming out called Team Energizers, 50 mm-hmm. Practical Team Activities. How do we get started with team building?
Wow, that's a pretty big question. How do we get started with team building? Well, you take a look at what's working well, what you think's working well with your small business team. And Jim, we've talked about your business team. Even if you're a sole proprietor, you have people around you who support you. Mm-hmm. So we're not just talking about employees. We're talking about everybody who supports you and your business, and that you can look at that as your team. And so to start is to take a little inventory of what's working well for your team and what's not working so well. And a lot of times, things that don't work so well is communications. I mean, we're all living a pretty busy life, and things are pushing us in all kinds of different directions. And most of the time, we've either got too much information coming at us, or we don't have the opportunity to stop and say, here's what my expectations are, how am I doing, that feedback type of thing. So one of the things that I suggest teams do is create the space for that kind of exchange. And one of the ways that we do that is by starting each time that we get together with just a little team activity. And we do this pretty naturally, don't we? Mm-hmm. We stop each other in the hall and we go, so how was your 4th of July? And we chat a little bit about the fireworks and things. And then we move on to the next person and we have the exact same conversation with them. And what I suggest is with team activities is we have a group conversation so that everybody's kind of singing off the same sheet of music and getting to know each other better.
Right. You call them icebreakers.
I do. I call them energizers, team energizers. Some people call them icebreakers, warm-ups, check-ins. Mm-hmm. It's just a way to get the conversation going and saying, this is going to be a dialogue versus a monologue. I'm the boss, and I'm going to talk at you.
But it's natural for me to walk up to you and say, you know, how was your weekend? But it's not natural for a lot of people, especially people who are supposed to be leading a meeting, to say things like that to a group.
It is a little weird. But you know what happens is we go up to the people that we have an affinity with, the people that we like. So we know more about what's going on in their life than the people who we don't have as much affinity or contact with. So what these do is they create a space where everybody kind of knows what's going on with people, both professionally and personally. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to bring the personal life into work. You shouldn't make me do that. Well, that's okay. You don't have to. You can create all of these team energizers and warm-up activities that are more professional-oriented than personal-oriented. The fascinating thing that I find is that as a team bonds better together, is that they're more willing to bring in that personal side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially with small businesses, you can't ignore the personal side of life. It creeps into everything that we do.
You know, one of my one of my favorite stories is a client of mine when I was in a full-time consultant. A client of mine invited me or was complaining that his people weren't communicating properly. And what I found out was that they weren't having any team meetings. They were only doing what you said. They were meeting each other in the hall, or one would go in the other's office and they'd have this little conversation. And so I encouraged him to have a team meeting. He says, "But I don't know how to conduct one." And I said, "Well, let me come to the first one and I'll help you get started." And so we had the first one. Everybody got around the conference table. There were probably about 10 or so all together. And these are team leaders, the leaders of the company. And I tell you what, there's the music. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened. It'll be a little cliffhanger, but it's a good story. And I'll finish that right after these messages. It's 20 till. We're visiting with our good friend, Christian Arnold, who is a team builder extraordinaire. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Come down off your throne and leave your body low.
Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.jbsba.com, and we're visiting with our good friend Christian Arnold, who is the creator of the Extraordinary Team series, including the brand new book, which he calls Team Energizers, 50 Practical Team Activities. Christian, let me wrap up my story. I was telling about a client that I had years ago whose employees, his team managers, had not... And weren't having regular meetings, and he just wasn't, having never grown up in a big company, always being a small business owner, this particular guy, he didn't really understand that much about teams. And so when I got in there, I conducted the first team meeting for him, and he was worried about how it would go. He was worried that maybe, it wouldn't go well, that they wouldn't get along and that sort of thing. So I kicked off the meeting for him. It took me about 90 seconds. And then I turned it over to one of the persons in the group that I thought would be good to help us kick things off. And in about another 90 seconds, my client and I were looking at each other with our eyes wide open, because the team, these 8 or 10 people, basically just took the ball and ran with it, and it was like we were on the outside looking in. It was like this is all they needed. All they needed was somebody to get them together and kickstart it.
Absolutely.
And since then, this was years ago, and since then, to my knowledge, they have at least one of those meetings a week, and there's no more yeah and going up and down the hall. You didn't do this, you didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Now they get together as a team, and they talk it out. And that company has just skyrocketed in success.
Oh, that's great.
And there's
a balance between that informal communication and having some formal communication, some mm-hmm. formal channels of saying, okay, where are we going? How are we going to get there? Who's going to do it? And every time you have a team meeting, there should be some deliverables, some action items that, Jim, you're going to do this, Kristen, you're going to do this, and the next time we come to meet, we're going to celebrate the fact that we're making progress, we're making forward movement in our company.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that we talk about on this show quite a bit, Kristen, that I know has got to be part and parcel to your work, and that is the concept of trust. The idea that we trust each other, not only with the things that we share in these meetings, but that I trust you. You mentioned the deliverables, that we trust each other to, in fact, deliver. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people, when we talk about trust with some of my trust-building experts on the show, maybe some people are saying, well, how do you do that? How do you install a culture of trust in your company? Well, one of the ways I think you do that is what you do, Krista, and that's in the team building.
Well, thank you, Jim. You're so sweet. The first way that you can build trust, though, is when you say you're going to do something, you do it.
Yeah.
That people know that you are mm-hmm. trustworthy. The other way that we build trust is, I can't trust you if I don't know you.
Uh-huh.
I can trust you based on your reputation, but still there's an element of, okay, so prove it to me. And it's a subliminal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we focus on work, and we don't take time to get to know each other, then we lose that element of really being able to build that trust. So one of the things that I think works pretty well is, as you bring a group of folks together, is that you start off with a little team activity that might be just a question that you ask around the table. You know, what are you most proud of? Mm-hmm. What's the most significant accomplishment that you've created in this company? One thing that frustrates me most about working in this company is XXX.
Mm-hmm.
Or the main concern that I have about meeting like this is, you know, so it can balance both.
But you got to be careful that it doesn't turn into a gripe session, right?
Absolutely.
That's the danger.
What you're trying, and that gets back to, you know, what we started on talking about when we first got started in this conversation is there's always a good and there's always a bad, you know? There's always good team activities. You have to pick them very carefully because you don't want it to end up in a gripe session. But, for example, if you know that your folks are frustrated, you need to be able to get it out on the table in a non-finger-pointing fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a culture of starting each meeting with a team activity or what I call a team opener, then you can get to some of that without people feeling too constrained about, well, okay, you know, this is going to come back and bite me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And these are all very important thoughts, folks, that I hope you're paying attention to, because Kristen's been there and you've seen it. And Kristen, I have too. And I think maybe the bad part, the bad aspect, the concern that it's going to turn into a gripe session is one of the reasons why a lot of leaders, a lot of owners don't have these team sessions, is because they don't particularly want to hear the complaints, and they don't really know how to avoid them. Or if they come out, they don't know how to productively deal with them and convert that complaint into a positive.
Well, and that gets back to the trust issue. Mm-hmm. So if you've never done a team energizer, I wouldn't start off with, you know,
one thing that I'm really frustrated about here is,
you know, you start with positive. You build the trust. You build the opportunity for people to be able to communicate and celebrate and support each other. And that when you get, you know, you run into a roadblock, that you can deal with it in a fairly non-threatening way. But if you if you don't even have the channels for that kind of discussion in a team meeting, then you're not going to be able to do it. And what happens is they go running to mommy and daddy. You know, I've got a problem with Jimmy. I'm going to go run to the business owner and say, mm-hmm. I've got a problem with Jimmy. Versus, you know, you saying, hey, why don't we deal with this as a team?
One of the things that I require of my people is, don't bring me a problem unless you got a solution. It doesn't have to be the best solution. It just has to be a solution. And you'd be surprised how many complaints that cuts down on. They'll wind up solving it themselves. Tintail, stand by. We're going to come back and talk about some specific things you can do to tighten up your team meetings. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Kristen Arnold. Kristen, give us your website, please.
It's www.theextraordinaryteam.com.
Theextraordinaryteam.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, you'll find all kinds of articles and information, and you can even buy my books there.
Yeah, that's a good place to find her books, which is one is called Email Basics. Folks, it's a little bitty book on how to communicate with your team. The other one is Team Basics, Practical Strategies for Team Success. And when's the new book going to be available?
It just came off the printers.
All right.
So it's available right now.
Actually get it right now. Sounds good. And the new book, give us the title.
It's called Team Energizers, 50 Practical Team Activities.
All right. Check it out at TheExtraordinaryTeam.com. Let's go through a list of icebreakers that you've got here, some tips. Actually, I think these things is just a way to make sure that you're successful with your team meetings. I'll take one. You take the next one. The first one you say is make it quick. Now, do you mean make sure the meeting doesn't last long, or
well,
or?
You know, team activities, they have a time and a place, but they shouldn't take too long because you've got real work that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people are like going, what are we doing, holding hands, singing Kumbaya over here, Jim? The reality is a lot of these team activities aren't about holding hands, singing Kumbaya. But, for example, you just had a great tune that might inspire somebody to say, hey, I remember when that tune came out. It was, you know, 1970-something,
yeah,
and I remember being somewhere. And somebody else says, hey, I remember one of my favorite songs is this, and you know, and it's just an opportunity to share. The key is make it quick because you've got other stuff on your agenda.
All right. This, now, these are icebreakers here, folks, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Kristen? These are just things of getting things started. All right. Another one that you say is get everybody involved.
Yeah. You want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to get involved. But if they don't, if they want to be a stick in the mud, make it okay for them to what I call pass.
Right.
You know, because some people need to warm up to the idea.
There's always going to be somebody in the group that just doesn't. It's not that they don't feel comfortable. And what I found, Kristen, is it's not that they're not comfortable and with what's going on. It's not that they're not happy to be there. They just, there are people who just feel that they don't want to participate in terms of being, you know, overt about it.
Right.
They want to enjoy it, but they don't want to contribute, so to speak.
Or maybe they don't have an idea right then, or maybe they don't want to embarrass themselves. Mm-hmm. Just make it okay to pass. Don't make it a big deal.
But sometimes those people do emerge. And when they do, I think it's up to the leader to make sure that things settle down so that person has an opportunity to get what they want out.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, what do you mean by be relevant?
Well, you know, I think team activity should have some kind of link to the topic at hand. So if you're just doing a team activity to do a team activity like there's a whole bunch of books called Games Trainers Play, Even More Games Trainers Play. There's the Encyclopedia of Icebreakers. There's my book, Team Energizers. There's a bazillion books out there that have these kind of activities. Pick one that has an application to what your team is working on versus just, hey, we're gonna do a puzzle here. You know, people look at that and they go, what's with that?
Where are we headed with this?
Right.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that it's relevant to what the team is working on. And it's easy to find icebreakers that do that.
And you need to let your team know, I think, in the beginning, that, you know, that maybe for the first minute or two, this may not seem like it's connected to what we're doing, but in a minute you'll see what we mean or something. Just let them know, because otherwise they'll zone out on you, won't they?
They will. Or, you know, sometimes they either zone out or they get openly hostile. And that's not the point of what you're trying to do. You're trying to build the team versus, you know, build conflict and heat in the room.
How do you keep it simple?
Well, you know, some of these team activities can get pretty complicated. And I suggest that if you're starting out new, is you start with something pretty easy, like a question. You know, the purpose of this team is to what? Tell us your most significant accomplishment. The one thing that you're most proud of. You know, start with an easy thing, and then you can build up to its complexity.
And, folks, these are just things to get your team, the team activity started, right, Kristen? These are just, as you call them, icebreakers or warm-ups or exercises, just to get the things, get the ball rolling, get the juices flowing, right?
Well, you're doing two things. Number one is you're modeling, saying, I want to hear from you, versus I'm the team leader and I'm going to talk at you.
Right.
The other thing is that you're creating a standard of we're all in this together. We're talking about something that's important, that's relevant, and we're making a break from where you were back in your workplace, at your desk or at the counter or wherever you were, and that you're going to focus on the team's work.
Kristen, that's going to have to be the last word, but we've got more to talk about. Will you come back and let's pick up where we left off and talk some more about this?
Oh, always, Jim.
Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks so much.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.